Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Guys, it's finally Friday. It is November 7th, 5:30. Thank you for being here. We finally made it to the end of the week. Thank God it's Friday. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so good. Excited for the weekend. And I just loved watching your Instagram stories at Ethel M.
Oh, it was such a fun night last night. The Ethel M holiday cactus lighting happened. The holidays are officially, in my book, underway. Once we light the lights, I feel like, okay, it's the holidays. And we had so much fun. Thank you to everyone who came out. And it was a good time. It snowed out there.
I saw.
Yes. You should have seen. It was so funny because you can tell just Vegas kids are different. They're just built different.
And
because when it started snowing, they all went nuts. They're like, they're like going crazy. And I was like, you know what? My kids are the same way. It's just they didn't grow up with snow in their lives. And so when it's there, they're all about it. They're playing in it. They're messing around. And it was so sweet. It was such a good time.
Oh, that is awesome. Other than that, for me, I'm just getting ready for that. My trip coming up tonight.
How's everything going? As far as like your flight's not canceled, no issues yet.
So far, so good. I know. And I really thought that something would come down the line. And I'm flying Southwest, and James is so good. My husband is always on it. He said that with all the FAA flight reductions and stuff like that, most of the Southwest airlines are not going to be affected. So I'm like, okay, cool. But I mean, when we get to the airport, we still have to go through the lines.
Yes.
I still have to check Momo in. We still have to go through the TSA line. So I think we still will be affected in that way. I just don't know if our flight will be canceled or delayed. So cross fingers.
I think I don't want to give you false hope, but I really do think, you got to keep a good attitude about it. If you haven't heard anything yet, you're probably going to be okay. Yeah, you might get delayed a little bit, but no big deal. As long as you make it there, it should be fine.
Yeah, I think I'll be good. And I'm just getting excited because I have so many friends and family to see, and I hate because it's like I feel like I'm being pulled in so many directions sometimes, especially when like visiting friends or visiting back home. I love trying to pack my schedule with trying to see everybody as much as I can, but it's so impossible. They're like, who's picking you up from the airport? Can we pick you up? Can we go to this place? Oh, can we go there? I'm like, Let me talk to James.
You know, I always say no is a complete sentence. So if you can't do it, the answer is no.
Maybe we'll get into this and we'll see how the weekend pans out. But I have a family member that's kind of upset with us because we're not staying with them.
Oh my gosh. They should be grateful.
I know.
And out-of-towners are like, can we stay with you? And you're like, oh, man.
We got a hotel. We're good. And they're like, oh, we thought you were going to stay with us. I'm like, oh no, we changed our plans to be closer to the airport with everything going on with the government shutdown. No response.
Oh no.
I know.
You know what? Maybe they just didn't get it till later and they didn't want to text you back. So
yeah.
try to look at the bright side. I love it.
Everything else good in your world?
Good. Yeah, it was good. Let me think. So last night, that was the most boring Thursday night football game I've ever seen in my life.
Seriously.
That was so boring. My Broncos won. Luckily, I mean, a win is a win, but I was just like, this is so boring. So we watched that. And then this morning I woke up and my phone's on do not disturb. So if anyone texts me when I turn it off, I'll get the text in the morning. And I see that my daughter had texted me. And so immediately I'm kind of like, oh boy, what did she want? And I saw there were three texts. And then I only see the last text on like the preview on the screen. And it says, I'm just like so mind blown right now, LOL. And I'm like, what is this about? So I open it and I'm like, my heart's racing. And she wrote, okay, so you have to watch Pluribus because I need someone to talk about it. It may just be the best pilot of a show I've ever seen. I'm just like so mind blown right now. Have you heard of this show called Pluribus?
No, I'm looking at it right now. I guess
it's like the highest rated show on Netflix right now, the most watched. Everybody's talking about it. It's on Apple TV Plus. Has anyone else watched it? She was telling me that she was going to start it last night, and I guess she did, and she said it was amazing.
The description is so interesting. The most miserable person on earth must save the world from happiness. What?
What?
That is so intriguing. But I don't even know what the word pluribus means.
Well, it's a Latin word, right? What on the money it says e pluribus unum. If you look at all your money, it says that. And so I think that means of many, I think. One of many. And then so maybe pluribus is of many.
Huh.
From many.
Okay, interesting. But it looks like there's only three episodes out right now, and there's going to be 9 episodes total in the season.
Okay.
Interesting.
So anyone who has seen it, let us know. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching Pluribus. So.
I love it.
All right. So much to get to this morning. We've got more tickets for you to see Mariah Carey and her holiday show happening over Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So comicbook.com, they just came out with this list of the 10 most iconic movie quotes of all time. And there are definitely some legendary lines on here. Now, before I reveal them, think about the movie quotes you use all the time. Like the ones that have somehow made it into your everyday vocabulary that you find yourself saying in everyday conversations. Do you have one of those?
Oh, absolutely. I already have one on the top of my head.
What?
Okay, so now that it's Christmas time, and James and I love Christmas. We love Christmas movies. And my favorite Christmas movie of all time is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
So we're putting up our decorations, and every time Christmas comes up, we bring in this line from Baby Grinch when Grinch goes back in time when he's a kid.
Oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas.
Oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas.
I don't remember that line, but it's adorable.
It's the part where he's a baby, and he's getting ready to give Martha May his Christmas gift. So he's putting together her Christmas gift, and he's saying, oh, Martha, oh, Christmas.
That is so cute. Now I'm going to start saying that. That did not make the comicbook.com list. Mine didn't either. Mine, and I've talked about this before, one of my favorite movies is the movie Zoolander. It's just so ridiculous. And that part where Derek looks at the tiny model of this new center and he says,
what is this?
A center for ants.
I use that line for everything that I see that is small. If I see a mini cupcake, I'm like, what is this? A cake for ants?
There's something about that movie that is so stupid, but so funny.
It's so dumb. Yes. It's so dumb. But I just can't tell you how I laugh at it so much. So what is yours? What's the movie quote line that you quote all the time without even thinking about it? We can see if yours made the list. So, I mean, there's so many on here. And you guys are texting at 702-364-9400. This one came in on the text line, and it is number 5.
Hello? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Iconic movie line from The Wizard of Oz. Coming in at number 4, I'm not familiar with this line, but it's from Lord of the Rings. I love it. I'm going to start saying it.
Like when your kids are trying to do something, and it's like, you shall not pass.
Yeah, they're trying to leave the house, and I'm like, did you clean your room? No. You shall not pass.
I love it.
I'm going to use that. Coming in at number 3 is...
I'll be back.
I feel like everyone just says that.
My uncle used to say that all the time.
Really?
I'll be back.
That is Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator. Let's see. Let's talk to Christina. Christina, good morning. What is the iconic movie line that you use or that you think is on this list?
It's from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. It's You can't handle the truth.
Oh, you can't handle the truth. That is iconic. I can't believe it did not make the top 10. That is insane. That totally should be there. Number 2 on the list is so iconic. It's been in multiple movies.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Bond, James Bond.
I love
it goes
accent.
All the way back to Dr. No on that one. And the number 1 most quoted movie or iconic movie line from comicbook.com is...
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you from
yes.
Star Wars, A New Hope. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I quote The Princess Bride daily. As you wish is basically my love language. That is a sweet line.
It is cute.
As you wish. This one says, mine is Why So Serious from The Dark Knight. That's perfect for awkward moments. Someone just texted in this one and it did make the list. Whenever you find yourself in a serious situation where there is an issue, how many of us say this?
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. That is number 7 on this list here, too.
I love the one. I think it's number 6 on the list. It's this one.
I see dead people.
Yes, that is so iconic. I mean, there's so many of them. And then this one, I just feel like people use this in everyday life when they don't want you to talk about something that's a secret. And it's number 9 on the list from Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
The first rule of Mix 94.1 is we don't talk about Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning! Happy Friday, guys! It is November 7th. It is 6:02. Welcome to the show. Getting ready for the weekend around here. It has been such a busy week. I don't know if it's been the same way for you. It's just been kind of crazy. And you know how some people will say like, oh, I need a vacation. It turns out that a lot of us are basically taking a vacation every single day in our cars. Did you see that survey that just came out?
Yes.
It says half of drivers admit that they have hidden in their car for peace and quiet, not to drive anywhere, not to run errands, just to escape the chaos for a few minutes.
That was me yesterday.
What happened?
I just needed to sit in my car for 5 minutes. So I was running around just trying to get everything done for the house and for, you know, James and I and Momo for our trip this weekend. We were flying out. And yesterday, James was just texting me nonstop with things that I needed to do because he's at work and I have a little bit more time during the day because I get off earlier than him. So he's texting me. I'm at Costco by myself. Costco's crazy. I'm doing everything by myself in the car. You know, I'm so used to James doing it. So I'm like, okay, just take a deep breath. I look at my phone, like 7 text messages missed from James. So I'm looking at him and he's telling me everything I need to do. And one of them said, Please take Momo out right away. He hasn't been out since I left. I'm like, oh, geez.
There's so much to do.
So much to do. So stressed. So I said, in my mind, I didn't even respond to him. In my mind, I said, Momo can wait 5 minutes. I can sit in my car to take a deep breath. So I'm driving. I get to my destination, which is my house, and I just sat there. And it was the most serene thing. I listened to the last 5 minutes of a song. It was just, you know, when you just sit in your car and you just stare out at nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my favorite thing to do, honestly.
That is exactly what I needed. I said, decompress. Momo can wait 5 minutes. I get out of my car. And I just felt like that's what I needed. That car little sanctuary is sometimes just what people need. And I highly, highly recommend.
And even if it's not your car, like, do you have that place that's like your go-to spot where you just kind of hide from the world, where you go for like peace and quiet? And for a lot of us, it's a car. I did the same thing yesterday. I had a hair appointment after the show. And I had so much time in between, you know, being here and the hair appointment. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go early. And when I get there, I'm just going to sit in the car. I'm just going to listen to music. I'm going to scroll. And it was great. It was so peaceful. I turned on the music. I reclined my seat a little bit. And then, of course, my stylist texts me. She's like, are you here? And I was like, ah, ma'am, I'm early. How did you know? Like, I think she saw my car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, darn it, now I got to go in. But I was like, I felt like I was at a 5-star resort. I was just sitting there chilling. It was so nice.
The thing about being in the car, it's like sometimes you can get caught, though, because my husband will sometimes be like, okay, babe, I see you. Are you coming in? Is everything okay?
Nope, I'm not coming in.
I'm on a phone call with my mom, even though I'm really not.
We're getting some texts. A lot of you guys do it too. This one says, my husband caught me once. I told him I was defrosting the windshield. It was July in Las Vegas. So that makes a lot of sense. This says, I've hidden in my car in the Target parking lot for 20 minutes before going inside. Sometimes you just need to get into that right state of mind to go and tackle Target. So I get that. And then this one says, my kids think I'm taking forever unloading groceries. I'm just finishing your guys' podcast. Thank you for that.
Aww.
We appreciate it. You can always take it in on your phone and finish inside, but I get what you mean. It's your alone time. You just gotta love it.
Yeah. You know, the thing about the Target thing, I always tell myself before going in is, don't get Starbucks. Don't get Starbucks. Don't get Starbucks.
I'm like, don't buy a throw blanket. Don't buy a pillow. Don't buy this. Don't buy that.
Target tells me what I need.
Oh,
I don't tell Target what I need.
It is just, it speaks a language to me that I fall under its hypnosis. It's crazy. Yes. A lot to come this morning on the show. Guys, we have a $975 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers to give away. Let's give this away this morning. All you got to do is play Beat Mercedes and guess the song and artist faster than I can. That is coming up in less than an hour, 7 o'clock for that. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Two big names just dropped new music, and both are telling their truth. One is finally revealing why her famous relationship fell apart. The other is reflecting on who she used to be and how far she's come. We're going to get into both coming up next in What's Trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Getting a lot of feedback on that new Katy Perry song we just played called Band-Aids. Lots of people loving it. Someone just wrote, thanks, Katy. That's exactly what went wrong in my relationship too. #scene. People are like loving it. Maybe we'll have to play it again.
Yeah, let's try next hour, maybe 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, for sure. So it is 6:36. I was talking to my daughter on the phone last night. We always do our debrief of the day on FaceTime.
Cute.
And she was talking about her class yesterday, and it was so funny because she was talking about this group that she was in for an assignment, and she goes, Mom, there's this girl, and she was talking about how she's going out of town this weekend, how she's driving to Arizona, and everyone's kind of listening, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to Arizona to see my most favorite band in the entire world. And Sophie's thinking, okay, maybe it's like 5 Seconds of Summer or the 1975,
yeah,
or something like that. And the girl says with her whole chest, Nickelback.
What? That's incredible.
And Sophie said, she goes, I go, oh my God, my dad loves them.
I'm trying to relate. She said, my dad loves that. I mean, A, your dad does love them.
Oh, he did. It's so true. That's how she knows about Nickelback. And she's laughing because this is a 21-year-old girl, completely unbothered, living her best Nickelback life. Just such a fan. And I just thought, you know, that's kind of adorable. Is there an artist that you love that would make most people kind of do a double take? Like, wait, you listen to them? Like, the one that does not fit your vibe at all. Or maybe it's the reverse. Maybe your kid loves someone because you played their music nonstop when they were little. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe that's how she found Nickelback. Maybe her parents really liked Nickelback.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't see her coming out the womb and be like, I love Nickelback.
I know. It's not the kind of band that a 21-year-old just finds naturally. Who knows? Maybe she did. But what is the music that you absolutely love that maybe does not fit you? 702-364-9400.
It's the craziest thing. And I don't even know where my nephew learned this from or where his inspiration came from, but he started learning how to play the guitar and he self-taught himself just by watching YouTube. He's 10 years old, you guys. So all of a sudden, my mom is telling me about him and how he's, you know, getting all into this quote unquote new music, new to him. He right now is obsessed with Nirvana. He knows how to play all their songs. He knows everything about Kurt Cobain.
I love it. What a classic band for him to love, though, you know?
Correct. But my mom doesn't love Nirvana. His brothers don't love Nirvana. It's just something that he taught himself, and he's learned how to play Smells Like Teen Spirit. He knows how, you know, it's Come As You Are, all the chords. It's incredible. I said, you're the next, are you like morphed into this next generation of Kurt Cobain? It's the craziest thing.
I love it. He's keeping the aura going.
Yes.
You know what I mean? What is it for you? I know I didn't even ask you to put the music in because we don't have it, but one that I know does not fit me at all. Or maybe it does because you guys know I love K-pop, but there's a group called Cordis that I just love.
Is Cordis the
fashion? Fashion. Or watch me go. Have you heard of Cordis before?
Is that the song you DM'd me one day on Instagram and I put a Cordis song on my Instagram story? Was it that band?
Yes.
And then you were like, oh, I'm so proud of you. How do you know about Cordis? I was like, all my friends are posting about Cordis. So
I love
to
that. Their songs are always stuck in my head all the time. Let's talk to Dawn. Dawn, what is the song for you or your kid, what they're really into?
My 19-year-old daughter loves Alice Cooper.
Are you serious? How was she exposed to Alice Cooper?
Her dad.
Oh, well, leave it to dad. Dad always exposes those ones. That's so funny. I love it. I think got nominated into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did. That's right.
Alice Cooper.
Gosh, I can't remember the last time I said that name. I'm not gonna lie.
It's probably been since school was out for summer last year.
Probably.
When we played it. This one says, my husband taught our son to play AC/DC on guitar. Kid is 12 already and it is louder than the neighbors. This one says, my mother showed my kid a Fleetwood Mac song and now they quote Stevie like it's scripture. And this one says, I taught my kid Oasis riffs in the car. Now they say Wonderwall every time we go on a family road trip.
That's awesome.
I love it. Keep doing that. We have to have like these cool bands live on. You know?
Think K-pop honestly is going to be so interesting in the future. Like BTS. Remember BTS back in the day? Like, I think that's going to be the next generation of like our kids, the millennials kids. Oh, we love BTS. We love NewJeans.
I am so stressed out about when they do their comeback tour. I'm like, how am I going to get tickets? I lose sleep at night thinking about this.
You know what? You just go by yourself. You get one ticket. Sorry, Sophie.
That's a great idea, actually.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
So if you feel stressed and lonely, you are definitely not alone. Raise your hand if you feel one of those two emotions right now. I think a lot of you have your hands in the air. A new report from the American Psychological Association has found that more than 60% of adults in the U.S. feel stressed and lonely, and more than half say they feel isolated, left out, or like they lack companionship. Nearly 7 in 10 said they needed more emotional support this past year than they got. And experts say that loneliness is now one of the biggest public health challenges in the country.
Oh, that hurts my heart. I have a friend that's kind of going through this right now, and I'm really happy she has her husband, but she's not, she lives on the East Coast. And
I was like, are you talking about me?
No.
Is this movie about us? Is this play about us?
Hold on. Let me see. Who's recording us?
No,
right
I
now?
Am kidding. I am not that bad. No. I have my issues, but loneliness is not one of them.
But you know what? Don't we all? Like,
yeah,
don't
seriously.
We all? I think it's like we need to normalize this stuff because when I'm talking to my friend, I don't know if it's you or from my friend from the East Coast, but it's more common than we think.
It is.
And I think there's something to be said and to be done about it. And I don't know if technology is making it better or worse for us, because I love that technology can bring us together, that we can make a FaceTime call away, but it's not the same.
I think we're just all really craving real connection.
Yes.
But like you said, technology, I think, is really playing such a role in us not getting that. But I do have an update on my Mercedes road to therapy.
Oh, good.
And maybe next hour we can talk about it.
Yes.
At 7:20. I'll tell you my latest update on that. My doctor suggested I talk to someone, and at first I was like a little offended, but then I realized that I think it'll just make me feel like a lot lighter, and so I have an update for you on that.
And we're excited to be on this journey with you.
Yes, 7:20. Also this morning, let's talk about Stranger Things. So at the season 5 premiere, Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour basically showed up together. They hugged, they smiled for the cameras, which is awkward timing because there were rumors this week that she had accused him of harassment on set. We talked about that. Either those reports were exaggerated or they deserve Oscars for that red carpet performance, because they look like they were BFFs there. Netflix also dropped the first 5 minutes of the new season for Stranger Things, and fans are already trying to decode every single second of it.
I think they're just good actors. I think that we don't know exactly what the harassment entails, but if you're saying there's pages and pages of what's in this harassment file, there's something going on. This isn't some underlying like, oh, there's rumors. There has to be something.
Yeah, I wonder if they were worried because of potential backlash on the season, if there really was something bad. So they're like, you two need to get on that red carpet and you act like you are just, you love each other so much, father-daughter relationship, and we need people to watch this season. Because if they think that you hate each other, they may not watch.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on, in my opinion. And I also think that it's just 2-3 minutes of just setting your differences aside and acting like everything's fine.
Yeah, we'll see. So that is going on. And then finally this morning, only in Southern California, would a driver get pulled over and try to hand a cop a get out of jail free card from Monopoly? Yes, it actually happened. This guy was speeding. He got pulled over. He had one of those actual cards from the Monopoly game in his wallet and handed it to the officer. Now, the officer said he did appreciate the humor. He did laugh about it, but he wrote a ticket anyway. He later posted about it online, told the driver to save the card for a rainy day. And honestly, I respect the effort. If I ever get pulled out over, I'd love to have the guts to go, hold on, officer, let me grab my Monopoly piece really quick.
I don't have the guts to do that. Like, in that situation, I haven't been knock on wood, pulled over by a cop in, I don't know, a decade or something. When that happens, I just totally change personalities. I'm like, yes, officer. Yes, sir. And I'm just like, totally someone else because I get so scared of police officers. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I got pulled over once. I was on the Summerlin Parkway near Buffalo, and I guess they had changed the speed limit temporarily. It used to be 65, and then for this time, it was 55. I didn't realize that.
Okay.
So I think I was going like 70. I was going over the speed limit. I see the car behind me. I see the lights, and I'm like, why would he be pulling me over? Like, yeah. It's only five over. I pull over. And he's like, you in a hurry to go somewhere? And I was like, no. He goes, why are you driving so fast? And I said, wasn't I at the speed limit? And he goes, the speed limit's 55. I go, it is? And he goes, yeah. And he like had the biggest attitude with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I thought it was 65. He goes, well, you realize wrong. And I was like, okay.
Attitude.
Oh, I got a ticket. I got a ticket. Yeah. He reduced it because I was nice. But I was like, reducing it, you're not doing me any favors.
No.
You know what I mean? I still got to deal with it.
And what time of the month was it at? Were you trying to get your no quota?
It was 29th. I'm just saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. No doubt they are doing that brand new Sphere residency and just announced this morning they've added 6 shows to that residency. And if you want more information, just go to the website, mix941.fm. The presale starts on Wednesday. And so I know a lot of people are excited that they have more of an opportunity to get to see, no doubt. It is 7:24. So I promised I would give you guys updates on Mercedes' road to therapy.
I love this, and I love how we're playing Willie Nelson on the show.
So just a little update on my road to therapy. On Monday, if you missed it, I went to my doctor for, it was just a normal routine checkup. Just, you know, let's do our blood work. Let's make sure everything's good. Blood pressure's good. And we were talking and my doctor says, I think it would really benefit you to talk to someone. And I was kind of taken aback, not going to lie, when it happened. And he wasn't being rude about it. He was just being honest. And he said that I'm carrying too much. He says it's like I have an invisible backpack full of bricks. And that he thinks if I talk to someone, it would help me like hand a couple of those bricks off to someone. And I really like that analogy. And so here I am taking the first step. I scheduled a 15-minute consult for today. It's happening today.
It is.
Yeah. And this part's kind of wild. It's actually with a therapist that one of you guys listening to the show texted our text line with.
You are taking listeners' advice. That's awesome.
I trust you guys. And someone had texted, contact this place, trust me. And I was like, you know what? I am going to trust you. So I went to the website. I kind of looked up the person. Very similar to something I think I would be comfortable with, the person. And so I reached out and we have a 15-minute consult today. And I'm, you know, I am a little confused because like the email I got back said email or phone consult. But then I got another thing that said the address. So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to show up or just call. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
I know. I got to find out.
Okay.
But anyway, and then I'm also setting up a consult with someone that my doctor recommended. So now here's the thing. I'm nervous because has anyone gone through this before? I've never dated on dating apps before. But if I had to imagine what it's like, it would be like this.
Oh, absolutely. You have no idea who this person is. You're going into it, finding out who they are and if you like them.
My question is, do I show up as like the best version of myself? Like it's a first date, like, hello, life's great. Or do I like really go in and just like, okay, here's the chaos. Here's what you're working with. Has anyone dealt with this before? Is it similar to dating apps? Because I don't know how I'm supposed to act. Part of me feels like, you know, I'm proud of myself for doing something about it. The other part of me just wants to cancel.
No.
And say I'm fine.
No, we're not doing this. We're not going backwards, Mercedes. You show up and you show your true colors. And I know that I've never been through something like this, but I'm on the road with you. I want to see you succeed. And the way to succeed is to be your true self.
If anyone has any advice on this, I don't know. I'm really nervous about this. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. We have a licensed therapist on the phone who can give us some advice. Todd, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. First, congratulations on wanting to unpack the brick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Why do I get emotional when I talk to like
it's
people,
awesome.
Like therapists and stuff? Thank you for saying that. Do you have any advice for me on and for people listening on this?
Well, I do. I think the first thing is please try and be your authentic self. I don't know that you need to go in and be your best self. I think you need to go in and be vulnerable and find out if you are going to be a good match with the therapist. This is kind of like an interview process, and you want to make sure that therapist is a specialist in whatever it is that you feel that you need to go and see that therapist for.
It is. Have you been in a situation before, Todd, where someone has come in to see you and they liked you, but you're like, I don't think I'm the right fit for you. Like where you had to, quote unquote, break up with them. Has that happened to
yes.
you? Oh, man. See, that's yes. what I'm scared of.
Tell us about that.
But it's not really breaking up. It's kind of like if you go and see a doctor that is going to specialize in endocrinology, and you realize, whoa, you know what? I actually need an internist and not an endocrinologist. I think I'm going to find someone who can help me with what I'm actually searching for. Does that make sense?
Yes. So in a sense, am I kind of interviewing you or them, so to speak, to find out like, hey, are they going to be able to treat me, or are they interviewing me to see if they can treat me?
Well, I think you're hopefully looking for both sides because you want a therapist that's going to be honest and truthful with you. you don't want to just go and just pay somebody. You want them to be able to assist in what you are trying to overcome.
What if I don't know what that is, though? Because I don't.
And well, I think as you take this 15 minutes and you talk to the therapist is going to be able to determine if they are going to be able to help. If you need to unload the bricks and you're not sure of what the bricks are, then that therapist is going to be able to start asking you some questions, and they're going to be able to hone on in it pretty good, pretty quick.
Yeah, you're right. And I really appreciate the insight, Todd. I just, of course I'm nervous about this, but at the same time, part of me is excited. Like, hey, maybe that finally I can take this backpack off and just hand it over to them.
I think
Gary.
Right now you're like kind of afraid of the unknown, right? And then once you step into the 15 minutes, you're like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought. I thought I was going to, and you know what? Everything you go through right now is going to be so enlightening for you. Like, I didn't realize this about myself. You're going to learn so much about yourself that you didn't know about just from these 15 minutes with these consultations.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Todd, we're getting a lot of texts. People say you sound really nice, and we got to get your information because some people want your contact. Oh, wow. Because you sound great. Literally the last text, does Todd have a contact? LOL, he seems great. Todd sounds great. You should use him as your therapist. Todd, do you have any recommendations for people listening right now who are afraid to kind of take that step and reach out? Because I felt blind going into it. Do you have any quick advice for those people?
My advice is, think about if you want a male or a female therapist, what you are most comfortable with. The other advice is, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. When you go in, that's confidential. You're not going to get talked about. Nobody's going to share your information. Trust in the process, and the process will work for you.
Yes, unless you have a radio show and you do a segment called On the Road to Therapy with Mercedes.
Because you're going to unload it all, baby, and we want to hear every second.
Oh, I will definitely keep you updated. Todd, you're amazing. If you want Todd's info, we're going to get that off the air. And maybe this is your first step. Maybe this is your sign this morning, and you're like, I've been thinking about wanting to talk to someone. Maybe he's your guy. I'll let you know how it goes with my appointments. Mine are both with females.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'll let you know how that goes. But, Todd, you may be getting a call from me.
I'm so excited for you.
I'll keep you guys posted.
I'm so excited.
And thank you guys for all the really nice text messages. I'm trying to kind of half read them because I know I'm going to get emotional if I read them. But you guys are saying some really nice things and are so supportive. And it's overwhelming. So I am so grateful for all of you who are rooting for me, and I am rooting for you. And yeah, let's do this together. So, all right.
So wait, last thing. Can you tell us when you finally find a therapist? Is it the typical lying down on the couch?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you guys all the details. All the details.
More.
I'll find out what my bricks are. I'm going to find out all that stuff and let you guys know. All right. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. Want to give a shout out to Nolan. I met Nolan at the Cactus Garden lighting last night, and he and his family listen to the Mega Minute every day. He loves playing it. So, Nolan, it was so great to meet you, and Avery, your sister. All right, time to win. We have tickets to see Mariah Carey. Christmas time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. You do that, and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you ready to conquer the Mega Minute? Let's do it right now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Rachel, good morning. You're caller 20.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? You ready to conquer this?
I'm going to try my best.
All right. Are you working solo today, or do you have anyone helping you out?
Nope, just me.
Me, myself, and I. Let's do it. All right. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and these tickets to see Mariah Carey are yours. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Rachel, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
In what state is the city of Baton Rouge?
Louisiana.
Yes, finger licking good is the slogan of which fast food chain?
KFC.
Yes, a geologist is a scientist that studies what?
So, stars?
No. What is James Bond's code number?
007.
Yes. In what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1776.
Yes. What is the name of the mountain range that runs through the western U.S.?
The Rockies?
Yes. What Harry Potter house was Hermione sorted into?
Oh, God. Skip. Pass.
What Major League Baseball team just won the World Series?
The Dodgers.
Yes. Boy George is the lead singer for which 80s group?
Oh, pass.
What dam is on the border of Arizona and Nevada?
The Hoover. Hoover Dam.
Yes. A geologist is... Oh, no. Rachel. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we had to skip a couple. You got one wrong. A geologist is a scientist that studies rocks. Rocks.
How fun.
I know. You know what? There's sedimentary. I remember Ignatius.
Oh, no. You passed. I don't remember any of that.
There's another type of rock.
Those are types of rocks.
Igneous. That's it. Right. Not Ignatius. Thank you.
Close.
We did kind of listen in school.
Sort of.
What Harry Potter house was Hermione sorted into? If you're not in that world, you're going to have no idea. The answer was Gryffindor on that. And then Boy George is the lead singer for which 80s group? That is Culture Club. We both hit the button at the same time. That means we did not get a winner. So caller 20, we are going to hook you up with these tickets right now. Two of them to see Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live Park MGM on December 3rd. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
If you're flying today, double check that boarding pass because the FAA ordered airlines to cut 10% of flights at 40 major airports, including here in Las Vegas, thanks to the government shutdown. American Airlines, they're canceling about 220 flights. Delta says they're mostly fine, and Southwest is automatically rebooking passengers where possible. JetBlue and United, they're also shuffling things around. The good news is if your flight's canceled, every major carrier is offering refunds or no fee changes. The bad news, you'll probably still be, you know, sleeping on an airport floor next to a Hudson News. So honestly, if you survive a travel day this week without crying, you win. So I think you'll be okay.
You think I'll be fine?
Yeah, you're leaving. Steph is flying out later this morning and you're a little nervous, but I feel like if you haven't heard anything yet that you're okay.
I didn't hear anything yet. My flight looks like it's on time, but I do have a listener of the show who's kind of an insider right now at the airport. He is a shuttle bus driver and he shuttles like Southwest pilots and flight attendants, and at 3:30 this morning he said it was packed. Early. And then he even said that he was talking to some pilots and the crew. They don't even know if their flight is going to be on time until they get there.
Oh, no.
So I'm hearing like all these mixed reviews.
Why you gotta be a buzzkill?
Hey, I love the honesty.
Because
after the show, I'm jet-setting to my jet plane.
All right, let's do it. We're less than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving, and Campbell's dropped their annual State of the Sides report, proving what we all know. Deep down, it's never been about the turkey. 63% of people say they'd rather load up on sides for Thanksgiving. And stuffing remains America's number one, followed by mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. Now, green bean casserole, most iconic. But let's be honest, I feel like that's because it's the only dish that uses both fried onions and cream of mushroom soup. Like, I'm not a fan. But
I'm not even a fan of the stuffing.
You're not?
I'm not a fan of stuffing, guys. I don't know if this is breaking news.
This is going to be the first thing I bring up in therapy. That my friend doesn't like stuffing and it bothers me. Well, you don't like stuffing?
Okay, I don't know if I just had bad stuffing, but stuffing, it's
It's trash. I said it.
No.
Stuffing is trash. It looks like trash. It looks gross.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like the turkey just threw up all over the plate.
We can't be friends anymore. I just don't know what to say.
It's all about the mac and cheese. Justice for the mac and cheese,
people. I will give you that. Half the country says mac and cheese belongs on every holiday table.
There you go.
Finally, this morning, almost a third of Americans now have a side hustle. And if you're one, what is it? What is your side hustle? The main reason people have them are bills. 73% of people say they need the extra cash to make ends meet. Most people are selling things online, homemade crafts, vintage clothes, print-on-demand t-shirts, and almost half started their hustle within the past year, and they earn around $500 a month thanks to that. Collectively, side hustlers are bringing in nearly $1 trillion a year. So if your coworker is disappearing during lunch, they're probably not avoiding you. They're probably updating their Etsy store at that point.
I had a side hustle. I don't really have one anymore. Do you have a side hustle?
I have like a couple side hustles. Some of them I don't have anymore, but like I host outside events.
Yes.
Too. I did the Vegas River volleyball team. They're no longer.
Yeah.
I do NASCAR hosting. Certain like corporate events I'll host, I guess, is my side hustle, but I secretly enjoy it. So it's a bonus if I get paid on that, you know?
I think what's crazy is when people have two full-time jobs. Like, we talked about that. How can people have two full-time jobs when one's working remote or maybe they're both remote? I don't know how they could do that.
Yeah, well, when they're both remote, I think I can see them being able to do that because nobody's watching you. But like to be at one and then have another one maybe remote, that would be really hard.
I just don't know how I would confuse my bosses again. I'd be like, oh yeah, my boss John, or no, I'm sorry, I mean my boss Jacob.
Yeah,
like that is hard for me.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot to keep in line if you're playing that game. But yeah, that's definitely not a side hustle.
No.
That is like a full-on in-your-face hustle.
Yeah.
For sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mix 94.1. Don't go anywhere because in just about 25 minutes, we are giving you tickets to see Demi Lovato. Her It's Not That Deep tour. Those are coming up in just a few with Heads Up. You know, wedding season, it does not end with summer anymore. I feel like October has actually become the most popular month to get married. And the last month, I knew of like three weddings. Not that I was invited to all of them, but I knew of three. And this new list just came out of this, the rude things that people do at weddings without even realizing it. Things like monopolizing the couple's time, stealing centerpieces, oversharing in toasts, or my favorite, taking photos during the ceremony, even though they paid thousands for a photographer and you're there standing in front of the photographer with your phone, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, put your phone down, get the professionals to do it. And I always wait for like the bride and the groom to come to right next to my aisle so I get the best angle.
Yeah, but you're not, I don't feel like you should be able to post those photos until the bride gives you permission or until she posts something. And apparently also one of the rudest things you can do is request a song when the couple has a set playlist at the reception.
Wow. I did that recently and the bride got upset with me.
What happened?
Okay, hold on. Well, that's crazy. So recently, a friend of mine let me know that the bride was upset with me after the wedding because I requested a song. And I took the blame for it. I mean, this is how it went down. It was like in the middle of the open floor or the open dance part. Drinks are flowing.
Have they already done like the father of the bride dance, the mother of the groom dance and all that stuff?
All of that is done.
Okay.
It's not like I'm here in the middle where they're about to do their first dance. Okay, I got a quiet request. It was like in like way towards the end of the night.
Like people were partying.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was about the towards the end of the night. I think we had like an hour left. Drinks are flowing, and a couple of my friends were like, oh my God, we have to do the gnarly dance. And if you don't know the gnarly dance.
From Cat's Eye?
From Cat's Eye, this song right here.
Oh my God.
It is a hit. It is a hit. The dance is amazing. We've learned it. And it's not like we learned it and we're going to perform it at the wedding. It was kind of like an impromptu, like, let's do this dance. So my friend was like nudging me. She goes, hey, go request that song Gnarly by Cat's Eye because you know the DJ. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And they're like, come on, we all want to do it. I'm like, all right, fine. Not thinking anything of it. So I go to the DJ and I'm like, hey, are you cool? Like, you know, whenever you can you play Gnarly by Cat's Eye so we can do the dance? He laughs. He's like, oh my God, absolutely. He ends up playing the song. Once the song starts, everybody's rushing to the dance floor. We're all doing the dance. Everyone's taking videos. I think I even posted a video of me doing the dance.
Oh my gosh.
And it was fine. I guess when that happened, the bride told one of the bridesmaids, like, who requested this song? Bridesmaid didn't know. She did investigation after the wedding and found out that I did it. And I'm like, I innocently was just, you know, wanting to get more people on the dance floor. People were asking me to do it. I took the blame for it. I wasn't like, no, it was all of us that did. I was like, I did. So I said, hey, you know what? I told the bridesmaid that confronted me later on after the wedding. I was like, I'm so sorry. Please let the bride know. And if I need to talk to her, I will. So I never talked to the bride, but the bridesmaid did tell me that she was very upset and wished that if I wanted a request, I went through the bride.
Ooh, was that rude what Steph did? 702-364-9400 is requesting a song without consulting the wedding party. Rude at a wedding. 702-364-9400. I have some thoughts on it. I do think song choice, too, has a little something to do with it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? And what is the rudest thing that you have ever seen happen at a wedding? We will take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you missed it, we were talking about the rude things people do at weddings without realizing it. Things like taking flowers or oversharing in toasts, or maybe you're Steph and you're at a wedding recently and you asked the DJ to play Gnarly by Cat's Eye because everyone wanted to dance to it. And then the bride ended up being upset. Our number is 702-364-9400. Aaliyah, hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do you think that what Steph did was a little rude?
I think that it was definitely not rude at all. And I also feel that Steph did her big one by getting the party started.
Like you were the unofficial party host.
I like that. Thank exactly. you, Aaliyah.
You know, an unpopular opinion, and you know how much I love you, but I love you so much that I'm going to be honest with you.
I need it. I love the honesty.
Okay, so I do kind of agree with the bride. I think it was not malicious, but it was a little... It was a little rude, and the way that I'm looking at it is, you know, when a couple spends time curating their playlist
right.
for the wedding, that's kind of how they want to set the tone for the night. So you coming in and changing it up is kind of like coming into someone's kitchen and seasoning their food. That they're and no one's even tasted it yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So maybe that's how she's looking at it. Now, I know you and you don't have a malicious bone in your body. So I don't think you did that on purpose. But, you know, you're kind of like, this is the mood we want. This is the playlist we want. And then Steph comes in and now everyone's dancing to this song. And it may sound fun, but like from her point of view, maybe it felt like you were taking over her reception and making it your own personal dance party.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah. And I think maybe what they were trying to do with their playlist is like, it's getting towards the end of the night. We want people to calm down. We want people to start chilling out and start going home versus there's me. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Get information.
I think your intentions were good.
Yeah.
I really do. You weren't being a drunk uncle or, you know, saying something ridiculous mid-toast, but I do understand it. Real quick, Anonymous, what was the rude thing that your sister did to you during your wedding?
My sister showed up wearing white to my wedding. She picked a dress randomly and said, oh, it was just an afterthought. I wasn't thinking.
Oh, my. You weren't thinking that my sister's getting married and I'm going to wear white. How long did you give her the cold shoulder?
Probably about 6 months before she finally asked what was wrong.
What do you mean? What was it wrong? And Anonymous, did you go up to her during your wedding and say, what are you wearing? Or was it like something that was after the fact?
It was after the fact because I wasn't going to start drama at the wedding. There was already drama going on. I didn't want to add to it.
Oh, my gosh.
So sorry.
You are a better person than I. That would have been immediate grounds for get out of here. Find something else.
If someone's wearing white florals at my wedding, just little white flowers on their dress, I'd be like, sorry. Kick him out.
I know. That's when you're entitled to play Gnarly.
Yes.
Right in the middle of it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Alexis, you are caller 20. Good morning. Let's do this. We want to get you tickets to see Demi Lovato. All you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in the category Battleborn. You up for the challenge?
Yes.
Okay, so Nevada Day was last week, and these are all things that are associated with either Las Vegas or Nevada, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got this. No problem. 60 seconds is all we need.
All right, guys, let's do this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
A lot of these are on the Strip, the Bellagio, the Venetian.
Tequila.
Yes, this is the Las Vegas Boulevard is also known as the...
District.
Yes. He was very, very big back in the day performing on stage. Umbrella's City gonna send my soul. Thank you very much.
Wayne.
No, he's
Elvis.
Yes. This is the football team, the name of the football team here in town.
Raiders.
Yes. This is between Arizona and Nevada. It's a big old thing that holds the water.
Dam.
Yes. This is the capital of Nevada. Hello.
Oh.
This is the capital of Nevada? Okay, let's pass. This is, if you get 21, you're playing this card game.
Blackjack.
Yes! Oh, my goodness.
We got it.
Oh, my gosh. We got it. Congratulations, Alexis. Hey, Alexis, the capital is Carson City, okay? Just so you know, for future reference, don't worry. I'm not going to tell anyone you didn't know that. It's totally fine.
And I love your Elvis singing.
Oh, my gosh. That was so bad.
What song were you singing?
Viva Las Vegas.
I knew it was an Elvis song.
That was really bad if you didn't know Viva Las Vegas. I need to work on my Elvis impression. So congratulations, Alexis. You are.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa. Now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
I don't know if you saw this story. It's just heartbreaking news out of Dallas. Cowboys defensive and Marshawn Kneeland has died at the age of 24. According to Texas officials, troopers tried to stop a vehicle late on Wednesday night, but the driver didn't pull over. And then they later found that car abandoned. Kneeling nearby, he was dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Reports say his girlfriend had called for help after she got some pretty alarming texts where he said goodbye to his family. Ugh. He was drafted by the Cowboys last year. He had recently scored his first professional touchdown. The team and fans across the league are devastated, remembering not just a talented player, but a young man who clearly needed more help than he got.
I think we can't underestimate, regardless of what you do for a living, if you're in the fame or if you're not, that if you need help, like, you know, seek help. And I think about what you just said, the first touchdown ever in the NFL, and we never knew what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, there's this part in Alanis Morissette's concert, and she's very open and tells you about her journey. And she said, you know, there's eight emotions that the average human experiences: joy, anger, and she lists them all. And she says, this is a picture of me experiencing joy. And she's smiling. She's like, this is a picture of me experiencing anger. And it's a picture of her smiling. This is a picture of me experiencing sadness. And it's a picture of her smiling. Like, we mask what we're really feeling so many times. And unfortunately, I think men do it even more than women do it. They feel like it's not masculine to show your feelings or talk about your feelings. And so it's just something that we need to break the cycle on.
For
this,
sure.
You know?
For sure.
Also this morning, if you missed out on No Doubt tickets the first time around, some good news for you. They have added six more shows to their Live at the Sphere residency for 2026. The final run of dates is going to take place June 3rd through the 13th, bringing the total to 18 shows. The band's comeback has been really big. Fans are losing it over hearing, you know, songs like this, Just a Girl, Don't Speak Again. Artist presale opens November 12th at noon. General tickets go on sale November 14th. And if you've seen a concert at the Sphere, you know it's not just a show. It's an out-of-body experience with LED walls wrapping around you and audio so sharp. I thought the sound was so great in there. Gwen still has it, apparently, so does everyone else from the 90s. So.
I mean, I don't even have tickets to this show, but I'm just crossing fingers that when it gets closer that I'll get some.
Yeah.
But just knowing how Backstreet Boys was and how, I don't even know where No Doubt's going to even start with, like, the visuals at the Sphere.
You know they're already working on it,
though
it's not happening for a while. But yeah, it's going to be pretty amazing. So excited about that. Finally this morning, dating apps, they are evolving. A new survey has found that one third of users are now swiping not for love, but for jobs. People are matching with others who work at companies that they want to get into.
So brilliant.
I know. They're hoping to network or get a referral. Some people have even landed interviews or job offers this way. Forget LinkedIn. Apparently, hey, what do you do for work is now like a legitimate hiring strategy. Somewhere out there, there's a recruiter falling in love with someone else's resume. You know, it's crazy, but that is so smart.
It is. Thankfully, we have jobs, but I know how competitive it is to get a job right now. So if you're trying to get out of the box, maybe you're single trying to find love and a job at the same time, this might work.
I know. What's the saying? It's not what you know.
It's who you know.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.